The poll asked 600 Wisconsin residents if they'd be less likely to vacation in northern Wisconsin if the Crandon Mine was up and running. 23% said yes. Herb Bittner, who runs a whitewater rafting resort just south of the proposed mine, says that would mean fewer customers for him and hundreds of other tourist businesses in the area.
People don't want the dust, they don't want the noise, they don't want the vibrations of dynamiting up in that area there. That would have an impact on people coming up there or going elsewhere.
Bittner points out that the mine would create only 200 new jobs, but Joan Hansen of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce disputes those numbers. She says the mine will create 800 new jobs, and she says mining opponents are twisting the results of the poll.
I think if you look at it closely, the story really is the fact that 72% of those surveyed either don't care at all or it won't affect their decision at all to vacation there.
Hansen adds that in open-ended polls WMC has run recently, people rank environmental protection issues much lower than jobs, the economy, and taxes. But mining opponents say the loss of tourism jobs the mine may cause will affect the economy and the local tax base. They insist the mining jobs will last only as long as the mine is open, while the tourism jobs will last as long as the lakes, rivers, and streams are clean enough to attract vacationers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.